Breakfast was all right. All the meals were all right. There was none of that nonsense some boarding schools have of making your life miserable at the table. If you wanted to slump down and shovel it in with both hands, nobody bothered you. Which was good, as meals were practically the only time somebody wasn't riding you. The menu for breakfast wasn't anything like what I had been used to at home, and the civilians that waited on us slapped the food around in a fashion that would have made Mother grow pale and leave for her room. But it was hot, and it was plentiful, and the cooking was okay, if plain. I ate about 4 times what I normally do and washed it down with mug after mug of coffee with cream and lots of sugar. I would have eaten a shark without stopping to skin him. Jenkins showed up with Corporal Bronski behind him as I was starting on seconds. They stopped for a moment at a table where Zim was eating alone, then Jenkins slumped onto a vacant stool by mine. He looked mighty seedy, pale, exhausted, and his breath rasping. I said, "Here, let me pour you some coffee." He shook his head. "You better eat," I insisted. "Some scrambled eggs, they'll go down easily."
"Can't eat. Oh, that dirty, dirty so-and-so."
He began cussing out Zim in a low, almost expressionless monotone.
"All I asked him was to let me go lie down and skip breakfast. Bronski wouldn't let me. Said I had to see the company commander. So I did, and I told him I was sick. I told him. He just felt my cheek and counted my pulse and told me sick call was 9 o'clock. Wouldn't let me go back to my tent. Oh, that rat. I'll catch him on a dark night. I will."
I spooned out some eggs for him anyway and poured coffee. Presently, he began to eat. Sergeant Zim got up to leave while most of us were still eating and stopped by our table.
"Jenkins."
Yes, sir.
"At 0900, muster for sick call and see the doctor."
Jenkins' jaw muscles twitched. He answered slowly,
"I don't need any pills, sir. I'll get by." "0900. That's an order."
He left. Jenkins started his monotonous chant again. Finally, he slowed down, took a bite of eggs, and said somewhat more loudly,
"I can't help wondering what kind of a mother produced that. I'd just like to have a look at her, that's all. Did he ever have a mother?"
It was a rhetorical question, but it got answered. At the head of our table, several stools away, was one of the instructor corporals. He had finished eating and was smoking and picking his teeth simultaneously. He had evidently been listening.
"Jenkins."
Sir?
"Don't you know about sergeants?"
"Well, I'm learning."
"They don't have mothers. Just ask any trained private."
He blew smoke toward us. "They reproduce by fission, like all bacteria,